From tests to T20, William Hill InPlay Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. InPlay Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Cricket Podcast, where we're going to be looking ahead to the first test of a five-match series between India and England. It gets underway in the early hours of Wednesday morning in Rajkot. And India, well, they'll be seeking to settle some old scores with England winning the last three tests against them. To look ahead to the first test, myself, Michael Wood, and former England batsman Anthony McGrath. Anthony, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, very well, Anthony. I'm very much looking forward to this first test between India and England. And Anthony, as we know, England have a very good recent record over India in the tests, with them being the last team to win a test series on the Indian soil back in 2012. But they have been shaken after that defeat to Bangladesh, haven't they?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough challenge. I mean, nowadays in test cricket, not many teams win away from home. And you mentioned the 2012 series victory. I don't think India have lost another game since then. So that shows the challenge ahead. England have a few issues at the top of the order. They're missing their best bowler as well, Jimmy Anderson. So that adds to the challenge. Having said that, India could be missing three of their best batsmen as well. But I think a five-match series really does allow, you know, the best team to come out on top, and it should be enthralling viewing, really.
It should do. And you mentioned India being in very impressive form. They thrashed New Zealand last time out, and they're very strong favourites for this first test. They're 4-7 for the first test. The draw is 130. England at 9-2. In terms of that betting then, Anthony, do you think India are worthy favourites here?
Yeah, I think so. I think India, you know, before we go into the first half, I think India will win this series, but I do think England can nick a test match here or there. This first game in Rajkot, it's a test debut in terms of the first game played there, but if you look at the first class record, it really is spin dominated, and I think with Jadeja and Ashwin in magnificent form against New Zealand, I really do think there's probably only going to one team win this, and that'll be India.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the series betting here, India 1-7. The drawn series is at 10-1, and England also at 10-1 for the series betting. You did mention that England could potentially win a particular match here. What sort of scoreline would you be going for?
Yeah, I mean, I had a look at this, and I think probably two caught my eye. I think either 4-1 to India, which I believe is at 5-1, and 3-2. I do think England, you know, can win one or two. So I think if you went for both of them, you give yourself a chance. And I think 3-2 potentially at 14-1 looks a decent price.
It is indeed. It's a big price, isn't it? 50-1. Alistair Cook has mentioned a couple of new debutants in the team. Who catches your eye here?
This is really, I think, where the test match is going to be won and lost. I mean, Hamid from Lancashire, 19's coming in. And obviously Ben Duckett, only in his third test match, he looks like he's going to slot in at number four. Not a normal position for him. He opens the batting for Northampton and opened the batting in Bangladesh. So I think England could have problems in that order. And we saw the collapse in Bangladesh against spin. I think England are just going to be battered with spin from both ends, and it's how the batsmen react to that. So a lot of pressure on Hamid and Duckett, and England really do need their big players to stand up, and the two best batsmen England have got are Alistair Cook and Joe Root. They need to have massive series.
Yeah, England do need to put on a big performance here to get anything against India. Well, Anthony, let's take a look at this first test. As we mentioned, India the favourites here at 4-7, and a couple of enhanced offers for you to look at as well. India to score the highest opening partnership and to win is 11-10. England to win the highest opening partnership and to win is at 8-1. Virat Kohli, top India bat, and India to win is 4-1. Joe Root, top England bat, and England to win is 14-1. Ravi Chandran, Ashwin to be the top India bowler, and India to win is 2-1. And Moeen Ali, top England bowler, and England to win is at 16-1. In terms of his first test then, are you very much with India?
Yeah, and I think the enhanced offers there, I mean, the one that really caught my eye was Ravi Ashwin. He had an unbelievable series against New Zealand. He got man of the series, 27 wickets in only three tests. And I think Ashwin to be top bowler and India to win, I think that's probably the best value you're going to get in this test match at 2-1. So I think that's an outstanding offer.
It is indeed. Well, let's take a look at the top batsman betting for this first test. And we'll start with India, where their inspirational captain Virat Kohli leads the betting at 11-4. He has scored two test double centuries this year. Cheteshwar Pujara is at 4-1. Then it's Murali Vijay at 9-2. Ajinkya Rahane is at 11-2, as is Gautam Gambhir. And Karan Nair is at 7-1. It's 16-1 or bigger for the rest. Anthony, is Virat Kohli the one to watch here?
His record, actually, against England's not very good. I know he's had a good 12 months or so. The man I like is Rahane. I think he's a fantastic batsman, up to number 5 in the world now. Again, he had a good series against New Zealand, scoring 347 runs. And I think at 11-2, he's a fantastic price. I think he'll bat in at 5, probably, in this Indian order. And given the problems England had with England's own spin bowlers, I think Rahane can take advantage of that. And I think 11-2, as I said, is a really good price.
Yeah, he definitely is one to look out for. And looking at the England top batsman betting, Joe Root leads the betting there at 11-4. Alistair Cook is at 130. Ben Duckett, as we mentioned, he's 6-1 here, as is Haseeb Hameed, while Ben Stokes and Johnny Bairstow are at 7-1. In terms of the top England batsman then, Anthony, who catches the eye?
I'm going to go with a little bit of value here. I think England could be in for a tough test match with a bat, but I think one man who looked to counter-attack in Bangladesh, and he's had a great 12 months, Ben Stokes, 7-1. I think he'll come in, and I really think he'll be the one who'll look to take the attack to India. I think people like Alistair Cook and Joe Root will just look to bat time and try and really get a partnership. But I think they'll give Ben Stokes the licence to go in and really attack and hit 4 and 6s. And if he does come off, especially in that first innings, and as I say, someone who's been in great form, 7-1, I think, is outstanding value for a man who's very, very talented.
It is indeed. Well, Anthony, let's look at the top bowler betting here. We'll start with India and Ravi Chandran. Ashwin, who you really like the look of, he's 11-8 to be the top Indian bowler in the first innings. The off-spinner became the second quickest bowler to reach 200 wickets during India's 3-0 demolition of the Black Caps. So he's been in fantastic form. And looking at elsewhere in terms of the betting, well, Ravindra Jadeja is at 11-4. Amit Mishra is at 9-2. Jayant Yadav and Mohammad Shami are both at 11-2. And it's 6-1 or bigger for the rest. But in terms of the top India bowler, is Ashwin the man to be with?
Yeah, I mean, the only other man I think who can come into the equation is Ravi Jadeja. He had a good series, the left-armer, as well against New Zealand. Jadeja's playing at his home ground. But I think Ashwin, as I say, I think he's the man. He's in tremendous form. And I think with England's left-hand batsman as well in the lineup, I think he can trouble them, not just in this test, but all series as well.
Yeah, and looking at the England bowler betting, well, no surprise to see Moeen Ali, the top bowler here at 3-1. Adil Rashid is at 7-2, and then we have a foursome of Ben Stokes, Gareth Batty, Stuart Broad, and Zafar Ansari all at 9-2. It's 5-1 or bigger for the rest. In terms of the top England bowler, who do you like, Anthony?
If England are going to do anything in this series, the spinners really will have to step up. I think they were poor in Bangladesh, Moeen Ali being the pick of them. Adil Rashid, I think he's playing for his test career. And I think the third spinner will be Gareth Batty, just in front of Zafar Ansari. So the spinners will really need not just to take wickets, but to bowl with more discipline. And I think Moeen Ali is probably the best of the three. And for England to have any chance, he's got to bowl well. And I think he can get confidence in this first test. So I'm going to go with Moeen Ali.
So Moeen Ali, the pick there. So in terms of the first test, and Anthony, what would be the best bet for you?
I really do like Ashwin top bowler and India to win at 2-1. I know it's quite short, but I mean, given India's record, given the way Ashwin's bowling, his wickets against New Zealand, it really only adds up to two things, which is Ashwin to get wickets and India to win. So I think for me, that's the outstanding bet of the test.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.